those people that have been born. Okay? Anybody else? I don't want to listen. So that would include everyone from the youngest, teeny chaps, to the oldest. Because you've all been born at some point, haven't you? Some of you might not be able to remember it. I can't remember. I was very young at the time. So, but I know that my mother was born. Okay, that's all I can remember. Now, this is important because I'm going to tell you something from the Bible this morning. And the Bible is full of, well, other people would say that the Bible is full of stories. But stories suggests that, well, this could be made up. This could be a fable. This could be just something that people have related down the years. And it's not necessarily true. But this story I'm telling you today happened. Okay? And it's very important that you're listening because there's a number of things that I want you to be able to do this morning. Okay? If I take my watch off, then it means that we will be gone before 3 o'clock. Okay? That's always going to be a good thing. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you the meaning of a word. And it's very, very important that you remember what that word was and what it means. Okay? That word is Siloam. Have you heard that before, that word before? Siloam? Who's heard it before? A lot of people born at the back that aren't actually listening. Right, the word Siloam. Okay? And it's referred in the Bible. It's in the Bible there. And it is meant, the word means, okay, sent. Now you've got to remember that word, Siloam, and you've got to remember what it means. It means sent. Not smelly scent. No, but going sent. You are being sent somewhere. Okay? So what is the word I want you to remember? Siloam. And what does it mean? Sent. Very, very good. Now, when I'm telling this story, if you hear the word Siloam or the word sent, I want you to go like this. Listen to it. Like a sent or Siloam. I want you to point. Not this way. And I don't want you to point that way. I want you to point that way. Okay? Well, no. You'll be pointing that way, won't you? All right? Okay? So that is Siloam, and it means sent. And then, if I say the word see, what are we going to do? Okay? And if I say the word saw, what have you got to do? Okay? Now, I'm looking at you back there. Okay, okay, these are the words. Siloam, saw, sent, see. Now, this is the story that I'm going to tell you. And now everybody up there can see all of you very, very clearly. Okay? They can see what you're doing. So you've got to do it really, really well. Okay? So, this is the story. Jesus and his disciples were walking along one day, and they came across a blind man who couldn't see. That blind man was sitting on the floor, and he was begging, hoping that people coming by would throw some money into his pot or into his hands, and that was how he made his living. What a living that is, okay? He's down there, sitting on the floor, in the dust. He's getting dirty every day. He can't see what's going on, but he's hoping that people are actually going to... That's right. Well done. You were excellent. Okay? You had that one. Nobody else did. Okay? Top of the class. You missed that. Okay? He couldn't see what was going on around him, but he knew that things were happening. And one day he heard that Jesus was coming down the road with his disciples. He couldn't quite hear what they were saying, but Jesus' disciples were saying to Jesus, Jesus, we can see this man sitting in the dust and he's blind. Jesus, did this man commit a terrible sin so that he was blind? Or did his parents commit a terrible sin so that he was blind? Because this man had been born blind. Now, can you imagine that? Never having seen anything. No. That was the word seen, Ramel. Okay? It was not the word see. Now, you keep up, okay? Right. You see, he'd never been able to see anything.
Ah, much better.
Right from the time he was born. Right? He couldn't. Now, Jesus said, now hang on, you've got the whole thing wrong. This man hadn't sinned, and his parents hadn't sinned. But this man is blind because the glory of God is going to be shown today. Well, what did he mean by all that? What Jesus was saying is this. Jesus actually said, I must work whilst it is light. That means I've got to do things whilst I can. And I am the light of the world. Jesus said that. Now, this man that had been born blind had never seen the light. That's important. He had always been blind. From the very moment that he was born, he hadn't seen anything. And Jesus was saying, I am the light of the world. I am the one who's able to change things. Now, I saw my dog this morning. There's going to be... well done. I missed that. I saw my dog. Right. Okay. There's going to be a whole sermon shortly about my dogs. Okay. This is one little feature that I noticed today. I've got a little black dog. And Holly is her name. And she was sitting in a pool of sunlight in our bedroom. Okay, she'd looked around the room. She'd looked to see whether there was any light in the room. And there was only light on a little patch of carpet. And she sat there. And she was loving it. She was in the light. She was in the warmth. Oh, she was able to really enjoy her little 5 minutes of sleep in the sun. That was great. Well, you know, that's what Jesus can do, you know. He can provide us with light, and he can provide us with real love that warms us up. So this is what Jesus did. He went to the blind man, and Jesus spat on the floor, and he made some mud out of the earth. So he had this mud on his fingers. And he went up to the blind man, who couldn't see, who didn't know what Jesus was going to do, and he put the mud all over the blind man's eyes. Wow. Now that's a strange thing to do, isn't it? But how many of you as children, when you've fallen down and you've hurt yourself on the floor and you've scraped away some of the skin off your knee and your mum has gone up and she's spat on a handkerchief and she's taken your leg and she has rubbed it and said, there, that'll be better. That's happened to all of us. Well, this is what Jesus did. Spat on the floor, made a little bit of mud, put it on the little person's eyes. And now you would imagine that from that point, with Jesus having done that, you would hope that that blind man could see. But he couldn't. Jesus said to him, go to Siloam and wash when you get there. So that's what the man did. Now, he probably knew where the pool of Siloam was. So he would have found his way. I don't know whether he had a stick or whatever, but he found his way to Siloam and he bent down and he got some of the water and he washed it. And it was amazing. He could finally reflect upon all the things he well thought I was going to say. He was then able to look at all of the things that he'd never seen before. No. That was seen before. This was a man who did not know what his mother and father looked like. Because before, he hadn't been able to see his mother and father. But he was someone now who could see. And he must. must have been absolutely amazed, because now there were things that he was being able to appreciate. He heard the leaves in the trees making noise before. He heard the bustle of people that were walking along the streets. But now, miraculously, he could see them. He went off home. Well, number, you might not. You're working on a different translation to me, okay? I'm in the New King James Version, and in there it's this. Right, anyway. You see, this man, his life was totally changed. I'm sure before, he would have walked very cautiously around, making sure there was nothing in front of him that he could trip over. But now, he could see, and he decided he's going home. And when he got home, he opened the door, and there in front of him was his mother. It's my house, and she's baking bread. So he said, "Mom, can I have some of that bread that you're baking?" "How do you know?" "Well, I can see the flour, and I can see the water. I can see what you're doing." "Oh, goodness gracious me," she said. "How can you see this?" And he said, "Well, I'd really like to have a little drop of wine that's in the bottle in the corner of the room as well." "Well, how can you see that?" There's not a lot of this in the story, isn't there? "Well," he said, "well, now I can see, Mum. I used to be blind, and there were lots of things that before I couldn't see." And he saw that now, with his eyesight, things were going to be different. She called in his father, and she said, look what's happened. Now, all the way through the story, I've not given this man a name. Now, this is difficult. So what name shall I give him? Brian, that's right. We'll call him Brian. You're keeping up. I like it, Sylvie. Surely. So, the mum and dad were together. They were thrilled that now Brian was able to see. Okay? So, when Brian went out into the garden, there were some neighbours there, and they were sort of saying, hang on a second, big smile. Oh, he's not bumping into things. So they went up to him. "Hello, are you Brian?" "Yeah, I'm Brian. But you look as though you can see." "Yes, I can see." "Well, how is that? Because haven't we always seen you actually begging blind there in the dust?" "Yeah, that was me." Well, news spread right across the town. And there was a fantastic amount of people that were actually wanting to see this man who had been born blind. But now he was able to see. Even the people that ran the local church. Right now, in those days, it would be a synagogue, or it may even have been the temple. It doesn't even say where it's happened. They were sort of saying, "Hang on a minute, if there are any miracles done in our town, we're going to be the one doing them. So let's get this man in front of us." So they called for Brian to come. And Brian came, and they said, "Now look here, we want you to tell us what happened. Who have you been speaking to?" And he said, "Well, I heard of this man, Jesus. He came along the road, and he spat on the floor, and he made some, what did he make? Mud. And what did he do with it? He put it on their eyes. And then he said, go to Siloam and wash, and then you will be able to see. And that's what I did." And these people in this church said, "Hang on a minute. Wait a second. This man He can't be a good man. He can't be a really honorable, holy man because he did this job on the Sabbath. That'll be the Sabbath. He did this job on the Sabbath. If that's the case, he must be a sinner himself. And Brian said, well, I don't know whether he's a sinner. All I know is that he is a man who has helped me. I was blind, but no, I'm not. I'll drop a bit of litter there, didn't I? Thank you very much for talking about me. Okay, we'll come back in a minute. Right. Now he said that when the people of the church said, well, then who is he? Who was he? He was Jesus. Well, yeah, that's all they know about him. And was he a what? He can't be a good man. The man said, I just know he's a good man. So, well, hang on a minute. What is the significance of this? Can it be right? Perhaps it must be the wrong person. Perhaps it's someone who just looked like that man that they all thought they knew as a beggar. Let's go and get his parents. So they went to get his parents. And they called them. Oi, come up to the church here. We've got some questions to ask you. And the parents were asked, is this your son, Brian? And they said, yeah. Well, was he born blind? Yeah. Well, can he see now? Yeah. Well, how? How did this happen? Well, the parents said, well, we don't know. We weren't there. But he's here, and he's old enough. Ask him. So the leaders of the church asked Brian again, will you tell us again what happened? Oh, but don't tell you again. I told you once before. There was this man, Jesus. He came along. He made mud. He put it on my eyes. Then he told me to go to Siloam, which means sent. No, just wait up. Brian sent me. Okay, all right. That's it. It's difficult, isn't it? Okay, all right. And when I did that, when I followed what he said, when I did exactly what he said, I was able to wash my eyes. And then I well, this was amazing for him, for Brian. It was amazing for Brian's mum and dad. It was amazing for all the neighbours that now saw Brian totally changed. But it wasn't good. Because they didn't want people to be following Jesus. They didn't want people to be accepting Jesus as someone special. So they said to this man, Brian, get out! You're not allowed back in here. He couldn't see everyone. He could see people now, couldn't he? Yeah. Well, he went away, and he would probably be quite upset. Because now, people weren't allowing him to really be able to tell the true story of what had happened. Well, Jesus heard about it. He heard what had been said of the blind man. He had heard that the blind man, Brian, had been sent out of the church. And Jesus went along and found him. And he said, how are you today then? And he said, well, once I was blind, but now I can see. And Jesus said, now, do you know who the Son of believe on the Son of God? Now, this one of these little things surprised me because Brian seemed to know an awful lot about what was in the Bible. Okay. He seemed to have a really good understanding of what was in the Bible. And he said, well, yes, I would like to know the Son of God, but how can I? How can I? When will I ever meet him? And Jesus said, looking right into the eyes of which can now see, he said, I am he. I am the Son of God. That's what Jesus was saying. I'm the one who has come from heaven, the Son of God. The Bible says it's going to happen, and it has happened. I am he. And then the blind man said this, and I want you to remember this, okay? the blind man, Brian, now he can see, said to Jesus, Lord, I believe. Okay? He'd seen Jesus. He now knew who Jesus was. At first he thought Jesus was just a man, and later on he thought he was a prophet, but now he knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And he said, Lord, I believe. What did he say? That's excellent. Right, now, see if you can remember where that verse is found. And next Sunday, if I'm here, the first person under the age of 60 who is able to come to me and tell me where that verse was found, I'll give a bar of chocolate. Okay? It's in John chapter 9, verse 38. And what does it say? And where is it found? John chapter 9, verse 38, it just says, Lord, I believe. Now that verse is very important to me, because on the 24th of September 1961, at 26 in the evening, in the front room of 32 Broad Street, I used those words for the very first time. That was when I became one of God's children. I became a follower of Jesus. I became someone who had been saved. My sins had been forgiven. My life had been totally changed. Just like that blind man. His life was now totally changed. His life was now, he was now going to be able to get a job. He was now going to be able to go out and perhaps have a family. He couldn't before because he didn't have any income. He didn't have any money coming in. But now he could do that. Because his sight had been returned to him. Amazing. That's a great story. And very important to me. Now, he said, what did he say? Excellent. And where is it found? John 9, verse 38. Now, you've all been very good. All of you children have been absolutely marvellous. Some of you adults, you get reactions from, but don't worry about it. That is forgiven, Ramel. Okay, we're never going to mention it again, Ramel. Okay, it's okay. But look, these stories in the Bible, they're there for a reason. Okay? They're all written so that we can learn something from it. And all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, are able to appreciate what those verses are talking about. This is a great story. You want to read it when you go home and see whether I've made any mistakes. It doesn't say there that his name is Brian. Okay? Just tell you the name. Okay? Right. What the story is saying is this. People need to change. The blind man changed, didn't he? Completely. His life was totally different in the afternoon to what it was in the morning when he woke up. When he woke up, he couldn't see anything. You can stop the actions. He couldn't see anything. But after lunch, wow, he was able to see things. He was able to do things. He was able to help his mother and father at home. He was able to bake the bread. He'd not been able to do that before. He would have burnt his fingers, wouldn't he? On using the oven. No, he wouldn't have had an oven. He wouldn't have had a fire. But anyway, his life would have been changed. Now, I can tell you, all of you here, that Jesus can bring about a change in your life. The first change he wants to make is to take away the burden of the sin that you carry. All of those things that you have done wrong, which you haven't been able to stop yourself from doing wrong, Jesus wants to take that burden of guilt away. And he wants to say, you can be free of that. It's as though chains have been thrown away from you. You can be a different person. And Jesus is saying, come to me and have your sins forgiven, because I'm the one who has died for you at Calvary. That's what the Bible is telling us, that Jesus was punished for you and me. Don't waste that punishment. Don't say, I'm okay, I'm clean enough. Because really, you're not. You're not clean enough. But what we see in this story is that a man who obeyed Jesus was changed. What happened? He was told to go to Siloam. He was told to wash. And that's exactly what he did. He went to Siloam. He washed. He was changed. Totally. Now, you and I were able to take advantage of that same offer of complete change, starting with Jesus. See, Jesus was at the beginning of that story, wasn't he? And Jesus was at the end of that story. Jesus eventually speaks to some of the Pharisees, the people running the church of that day, and they asked him the question, are you saying that we're blind as well? And Jesus said, if you were blind, you wouldn't be blind. But you say you can see. You understand. You understand what the Bible is saying about our relationship with God. You're the ones that are actually telling people about that. So if you can see that, you are condemned. You'd be better off if you were blind, if you didn't understand. Now, all of you people, you're all intelligent enough to understand that this book, the Bible, is worth following, is worth understanding, is worth obeying. So I'm saying to you now, are there any of you out there who need to take that first step and say, you come to Jesus and say, I know I need you. Nobody else. You. I need you. And if anybody does that, if anybody comes to Jesus and says that, I know I need you because I can't manage on my own. I know that I'm carrying sin on my own at the moment and I can't go on with that because I know that that sin will stop me from enjoying a relationship with God. Jesus will never turn you away. He will always come to you. He will always come to you, younger ones. And he will allow you to come in to his presence for him to forgive all of your sins. It's so important. Now, when we're in school, we learn a lot of things. I've been thinking a lot about my school days recently. And when, you know, there was a time when I was your age. Coincidentally, there's a time when I was your age. And when I was in school, I was learning a lot of stuff which did not necessarily help me. What Jesus is saying is, yeah, information is good. But understanding the need for that information is better. And following the need and the solutions, obeying God's need, is better still. So that's the end. That's all I want to say today. But please remember that story. The life-changing work that Jesus did was fantastic. Okay? The man's life was completely changed. And he was someone who was able to say, Lord, I believe. Did you notice that he had his eyesight back before he said those words? Yeah. Because God is loving and God is gracious. And Sue and I know that in some countries of the world, what people need to see is the power of God working. And when they see it, they're then ready to say, I want to be yours because I see the miraculous work that is happening through Almighty God. You see, in other people's eyes, there are loads of other gods. But there is only one. God with a capital G. He's interested in each one of us. So I leave that with you today. Come to him, whilst you can. Whilst it is still right. That's what he wants to do.